important news today with the allocation of just under $30 million from the government towards our national roads and greenways in County Donegal this year. That means there'll be about €24 million spent on our roads, with an additional €4 million in developing the great work that's underway with greenways across the county, and then also €2 million allocated to ensure the continuing works in terms of preparation, planning and final works, planning works in relation to getting the 10T through all of the necessary processes to get to construction. So this is really important funding allocation. It's the fourth highest in the county, and particularly coming as well on the back of the announcement during the week with the government's commitment to continuing to progress as promptly as possible the three 10T projects of the Bunnygee Link, the Lifford Manor dual carriageway, as well as the Belva Place Northern Bypass. It's very important for the county.
And what is the position on the 10T project? Is there any timeline at all? As we see, there are numerous calls for this to begin as soon as possible.
The next step now for the 10T is to move to the planning permission stage. So the government this week gave approval alongside the funding commitment for the A5 of moving forward with the three 10T projects in our county. Shortly now, the Cabinet will also sign off on the business case so that the road goes to planning. And then hopefully over the course of the next year, it will be able to come through the planning process. And that means then it will be in a position to move on to tender process, to the tender stage. So over the last 3 years, 4 years, we've been doing everything possible in terms of all of the preparation, all of the planning, all of the design to move the three 10T projects forward as quickly as possible. And the next step now is moving to planning, which hopefully will happen in a reasonable time frame, which then can see the projects, those three projects, which will be so important to our county, move to tender.